We are live.
Okay, so we are going to begin the regular business meeting for the Kingsport Beverage Board. Today is July 7th, and it's approximately 1:30 p.m. Ms. Marshall, if you would please call roll call.
Chair LaHare.
Here.
Mr. Forrester.
Here.
Mr. Malicote, he is not here. He told me he would not be able to make it. Mr. McKinley. Mr. Nitschke?
Here.
Vice Chair Salyer?
Here.
Mr. Weems?
Here.
Mr. Cox?
Here.
Chief Quillen?
Here.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay. First item on the agenda has been taken care of. Roll call. Next item would be a determination by the board that the meeting electronically and prohibiting the physical presence of the public at the meeting is necessary to protect public health, safety, and welfare of all concerned in light of COVID-19. I will need each board member to affirm this. Please state your name and that you agree with this. I would guess we should do this by roll call. Do you care, Ms. Marshall?
I do not care. Chair LaHare?
I agree with it.
Mr. Forrester?
Mike Forrester agrees. Yes, thanks.
Mr. McKinley?
John McKinley, agree.
Mr. Nitschke?
Carol Nitschke, I agree.
Vice Chair Salyer?
This is Vice Chair Lonnie Salyer. I agree.
Mr. Weems?
Ken Weems, I affirm.
Mr. Cox?
Sid Cox, I affirm.
And Chief Quillen?
David Quillen, I affirm.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Next item on our agenda is approval of minutes. You should have had the April 7th minutes presented to you via email. Those, if you have not, if you would please take a moment to review those at current time. And once done, I'd entertain a motion and a second to approve the minutes as presented.
Chairman, I move we accept the minutes as presented.
We have a motion by Mr. Nitschke.
This is Vice Chair Steyer. I second that.
And a second by Mr. Salyer. Thank you, Mr. Salyer. All in favor?
We need to
do this by roll call.
Yes. So, Chair LaHare?
I accept the minutes as presented.
Mr. Forrester?
Yes.
Mr. McKinley?
Yes.
Mr. Nitschke?
I accept.
Mr. Salyer?
Yes.
Mr. Weems?
Yes.
Mr. Cox?
Yes.
Chief Quillen?
Yes.
Okay.
Signed it all in favor. The minutes will be accepted and approved as presented. Before we go on to review of applications, we have a new member that has been appointed to our board. Mr. McKinley, some of us may know you, others may not. So you don't care. Would you take a moment to tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to be appointed to the beverage board?
How I came appointed was the mayor asked me. And I've known the mayor for a number of years. I'm retired Eastman. I started out as a chemist, went into technical service, ran a lab up in New Jersey, went into sales management, came back here, was involved in the finance a little bit, went back into sales and then into the business management. My last organization was Fine Chemicals Organization. I'm also a retired Navy. Active in reserve 37 and a half years. I was active at the beginning. I retired from Eastman in 97 and actually went back on active duty in the Navy, and I was there for about a year and a half in London, England. Retired from Navy in 99, came back to Kingsport, Tennessee, which is a great place to live.
Now, if I may, Mr. Chairman, Mr. McKinley is being modest. honest. He retired as an admiral in the Navy, so he's one of the few admirals we have in the Kingsport area.
Well, we greatly appreciate your service to our country, and now your service to this board. I did notice that you had a lovely lady in the room that was helping you get started, so I'm assuming that you are married.
Yes. In fact, the sign up there says Winkle McKinley. This is her computer, and my wife's nickname is Winkle.
Well, in life, I think that they own everything. They just let us share it, is the way it works. Children?
Yes, I have a daughter who is an artist and graphic designer. She lives in Cortona, Italy, and she has a daughter. We have a granddaughter who's 10 years old who's with her in Cortona, Italy.
Excellent.
We had hoped to have them back here right now, but because Italy has put a quarantine on people from the United States, if they came, they could get here, but they couldn't get back. So we had to cancel that trip out.
In the future, hopefully soon. Well, it is great to have you with us, and it is great to actually have everyone with us today. Hope everybody is in good health and enjoying the beautiful weather we're having. We'll try to be brief because I know everybody's busy. We had two applications to review. One was a special event that has since been taken off of the agenda. So we do have one application for a new permit. It is Los Locos Mexican Grill, located at 101 Eastone Drive. And I believe our representative is
there. Can you just kind of stand right here so they can see you? Yes.
Hello, Mr. Alvera. Arita, am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yeah, you say very well.
Excellent. Okay. So, Ms. Marshall is going to swear you in.
Okay.
So, if you don't care, she's going to swear you in real quickly.
You raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give before the Kingsport Beverage Board shall be the whole truth and nothing but the truth? Okay.
Okay.
He nodded.
If it was just me, but we lost some, I lost internet connection there for a minute, so everybody else get that? Yes.
Can you just say yes?
Yes.
Okay. He affirms.
Thank you very much. Okay. So, a little unorthodox the way we're doing things now, Mr. Verda, but please work with us in this. I'm going to present you with some questions, and if you would please answer those, we will have questions from the board. If you need a moment, or if you need us to repeat any of those questions, please ask for us to do so. You are being recorded, and you're under oath, so please answer the questions as accurately as possible. So you are currently operating in business, that is correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you're applying to the City of Kingsport Beverage Board for an on-premise permit, which would allow you to sell beer on-premise. That is correct. Yes, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So if you would please tell us a little bit about your business, the operation of your business, and the processes and procedures in which you intend to identify people that you can sell beer to.
Tell them how you're going to, your process to sell beer and how you're going to identify who is of age and who is not of age.
If he's wrong, somebody no sell, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. That you won't sell to anyone under 21. How are you going to make sure?
Only with ID, with 21 years old.
So you're going to check ID?
Yes, I need to check ID, you know, only with 21 years old.
Now, will you have servers that will be serving beer? Will you be utilizing waiters and waitresses?
Everybody need a license, yes.
Is it just you serving, or will you have other employees that
waiters serve?
Waiters.
Will they receive any type of formal training, or will you have an operations manual, a state that they have to do this?
need a trainer, right?
Yes.
I need a trainer to the waiters.
He said he's going to train the waiters.
Okay. So, will you be utilizing a point of sale system or anything that would require you to put their date of birth in?
Yes, with birthday only.
Does the cash register make you put their birthday in when you sell beer?
Okay, yes.
It does?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, excellent. Okay. So, obviously he has policies in place and procedures in place. I guess we will go through, Ms. Marshall, everything with the application is in order?
Yes, I talked to the city attorney, and he'll probably bring this up too, about a sublease, but I have one prepared for him to sign here in just a minute, so other than that, I think we're good.
Okay, so everything else aside from that's in order, excellent.
Yes.
Mr. Weems, I can't see you, but zoning is appropriate for this establishment?
That's correct, zoning is appropriate.
Mr. Billingsley?
I have a few questions, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Rito?
He said he has some questions.
They can't hear me. Mr. Rito, do you have a liquor license to sell liquor in Tennessee?
No, I don't have any, but I would like to have later.
But you don't have one yet?
No.
Okay. Now, in your application, you said that you're a sole proprietorship, but you submitted documentation that you're operating as a corporation. Are you operating as a corporation in Tennessee? That's what it appears to be. Would you agree to amend paragraph 3 of the business identity information from sole partnership to corporation?
Yes.
You will? Okay. And the lease is in your name. You'll have to have a sublease to this corporation, which Ms. Marshall has available, and you'll have to execute that today before you can get your permit. Do you understand that?
Yes.
One other thing I did not see, and actually Mr. Rowlett brought this up, and Angie, you may have it. I did not see a menu. Did he submit a menu?
Yes.
And does he have a health score?
Yes, he brought that to me last week.
Okay. That's all the questions I have, sir. Thank you very much.
And just one thing I would like to point out in the general data section of the application, and I'm sure it's an error under section 5, he indicated that he's female, so I just make sure that you're aware that's notated and corrected before we make a motion.
I am fixing that right now, and I'll have him initial both of these changes.
Right. Yes.
I didn't catch that either. Good job.
Thank you very much.
I just test y'all sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Billingsley. Chief Quillen.
No issues.
Yes, right here. Yeah, I'm going to have him initial that and this here in just a second when he signs this. Okay.
Please.
Thank you very much, Ms. Marshall and Mr. Billingsley, for working with Mr. Arita to resolve that lease issue. Okay, so obviously everything looks to be in place.
Please.
I would entertain a motion to...
Did the chief say it's okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I missed that. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Mr. Chairman, this is Charles Nitschke. May I raise a question?
You may.
Or are we... You want to make a motion first and then a question?
We don't have to be formal. You can ask the question. That's fine.
The location on Stone Drive, the map I was looking at wasn't too clear. Could we describe the location of the facility or the restaurant?
It's across Stone Drive from Home Depot. It's on the end of that little strip mall where the escape room.
It's where all
and the original Lacoretta used to be.
Yes.
Years ago.
Okay. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay. Any further questions? Okay, so I would entertain a motion to accept this application and to, as presented.
This is Vice Chair Salyer. I would make a motion that we accept the application as presented.
Second. Do we have any further discussion or questions of the applicant in regards to the application? Okay. Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion that we give Mr. Alvira Arita with Los Locos Mexican Grill.
I have a motion and a second. Do you want me to do roll call?
If you don't care, thank
okay.
you.
Mr. Forrester?
Yes.
Mr. McKinley?
Yes.
Mr. Nitschke?
I vote yes.
Vice Chair Salyer?
Yes.
Mr. Weems?
Yes.
Mr. Cox?
Yes.
Chief Quillen?
Yes.
Chair LaHare?
Yes.
Okay.
So, Ms. Marshall, if you'll instruct him what he needs to do to pick up that permit, and then when he'd be allowed to start selling the beverage here.
Yes, so the motion is approved. Does he need to say that? Can you say the motion is approved?
Motion is approved. Thank okay. you very much.
All right, if you just want to have a seat, I'll be with you in just a minute. Okay.
Okay, so we have no further permits to grant at this time. Unfinished business, we have nothing on the agenda. Does anybody have any comments in regards to any other unfinished business? No? Okay, then we will go on to Chief Quillen with the arrest and incident report.
Yeah, so we only had one for the month of June. It was a report of a disturbance down at Boogie Moe's on West Center Street. Once the officers arrived, they were unable to locate anything.
Thank you very much, Chief Quillen, which is good considering that I believe we're starting to see a lot more traffic out there. I personally have tried to pay attention to what's going on down at Boogie Moe's, and it seems like it's been relatively quiet. And same thing with Gypsy Cider. It seems like everybody is trying to work well with their neighbors.
Yes. Yes.
May I ask a question, Mr. Chairman of the Chief?
You may, sir.
I live near Woodstone Deli, and it doesn't appear to ever have opened again. Do you know what their status is at this point in time?
I do not. I know there were... Back in the spring, I think there were some issues maybe with the ownership, but I have no direct knowledge of what's closed or
yeah. That's probably what still is going on then. Thank you.
Well, any other further questions for Chief Quillen? Okay, hearing none. Next scheduled meeting for the beverage board would be, let me pull up a calendar, August the 4th. We are still taking direction from the Kingsville Board of Mayor and Alderman as far as meeting online. It seems to be working well at current time being. Direction will come from them. Marshall has done a phenomenal job in light of everything that's going on, and I would like to personally thank you for that. I know pulling this together is not always easy, and if you do feel that you want to be in person, she has made it available that the boardroom, you can attend at the boardroom. I would hope and pray that maybe next month we may be able to meet in person.
I will tell you that the BMA, I've already advertise those meetings through August like they're going on right now. So the work sessions are not open to the public, but the BMA meetings are. So we can do this again next month. This room is large enough and this board is small enough that, I mean, feel free to zoom in. That's great too, because the less in here, the better. But we can accommodate if you want to be here. As long as there aren't like 100 applicants. I mean, it could happen. So, I just wanted you to know.
Pictures frozen.
Yeah, they're frozen. Okay. No, now we're good.
Have you back? Have you had any applicants yet for next month?
No, I have not.
Okay. You should get at least one.
Okay.
And I obviously, I think everybody's seen that racks by the tracks is not going to happen. And speaking with Netherland Inn, I believe that their fundraiser is going to be, will be canceled. So, moving forward, obviously, special events, I think we will be limited through the next couple months. Obviously, we want to encourage people to be safe about what they do and how they proceed with events. And I'm sure that that's something that the Special Events Committee is looking at. I hope that all of y'all are staying safe. Chief Quillen, I know that it's always difficult in y'all's position to social distance. So I mean, we wish you and your officers the best, as do I wish everybody else on this meeting. If anybody has anything else that they'd like to discuss, please say so. Otherwise, we will adjourn this meeting.
Mr. Chair, this is Charlie again. May I ask a procedural question of Ms. Marshall here? In terms of, I know I'm rotating off the board here shortly. Am I to stay on for another month, or is this my last meeting?
That's an excellent question. I cannot answer that. The new appointment was not on the BMA agenda this time.
I need to serve until either.
Yeah, you just continue to serve until there has been an appointment made. So it didn't happen yet. I'm not sure what's going on. I will find out.
I love to see all these smiling faces, so I won't plan to do that.
And the pay is so good.
It is.
Well, I was going to ask about that. And first, I'm delighted, this is John McKinley, I'm delighted to eventually become a member of this board. And I didn't realize, Angie, evidently I don't get paid for this meeting.
Oh, did they forget to tell you that? I'm sorry. You're official.
John, you need in light of what is with COVID and everything, I think that we have had some changes. Ms. Marshall and I obviously were able to have a discussion just a couple of weeks ago, but Charlie, I apologize because I didn't realize that you would be rolling off the board. I guess a couple will be rolling off and we'll have a couple new members. And that is probably poor on my behalf because I should have realized some of these things would have been taking place. I thought we were a few more months out. But moving forward, we will definitely some way figure out how to recognize your service to this board, Charlie. And as long as you're willing to stay, I'm willing to keep you.
Well, Emily, thank you. You're very kind. I'm going to hang around for a little while longer.
Yeah, excellent. And John,
how long have you been on the board, Charlie?
Well, believe it or not, as of August this year, it'll be 15 years.
Wow, okay, awesome.
High time that I'm younger.
Since August of 08. No, well,
I'm only a year younger, Charlie.
I'm of the opinion talent and experience really make up a lot of that, Charlie. So, once again, I do appreciate all of y'all that do volunteer, and then as far as from the staff perspective, I appreciate all of you all and all the preparation you have to do for this.
I think it's out there working on the elevator.
I don't know if we recognize that often enough for the staff of the city. There's a lot of that goes on behind the scenes before we get any of this information. So thank you very much. Ted, you all are more than welcome to stay on and visit with one another, but I am going to adjourn the meeting. And
thanks for setting this up, Angie.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Angie.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Angie.